What is up, everyone? We are back at the Conspiracy Theories. So welcome to episode 3. This is really crazy. And I have decided to do something really crazy and just completely switch up my content. So we are going to extend the bar out to any kind of conspiracy theory, show theory, fan theory, literally anything. So yeah, make it more fun for all of us to listen to and to learn and just to think. So today we're going to be talking about Riverdale and life imitating art. So pretty exciting stuff tonight. Pretty cool fan theories, pretty cool everything, I guess. So starting with the life imitating art. So, you know our president, Donald Trump, right? You've been president. Well, remember in the show The Simpsons, way back in the show, in one of the episodes, it showed him becoming president in the show. Well, fast forward to the 2000s, excuse my stutter there, but he come back now to the 2010s, and President Donald Trump is now our president in the U.S. So I have been looking and researching many different fan theories and many different theories and conspiracy theories about this, and a lot of people are saying that the creators of the show The Simpsons know how to time travel and to travel forward in time and back in time. I know that is literally the most craziest thing you've probably ever heard, but like really think about it, because like if you notice in some other episodes in the show The Simpsons, they show stuff that happened in real life. So just to let you down on that little conspiracy theory. Now back with the life imitating art thing. You know Walter White on Breaking Bad, right? Well, as soon as the show premiered, there was a real Walter White who got caught making a huge meth empire in Alabama, which is literally crazy. I think that's kind of like a coincidence, because I just think that they made it, they inspired this show around this person. So I'm guessing, and I've never actually seen Breaking Bad, so I really have no idea how to defend it. So if you like have any more theories or any more like facts you want to say, then just let me know. Okay, now we're jumping right in into good old show Riverdale. If you're familiar with the hit teen TV show Riverdale, it's probably one of my favorite TV shows right now. Honestly, I'm a big fan of it. So you remember Riverdale, aka the Archie comics and the show on CW, right? So you remember in season one back in 2017, season one poster had Archie and the music teacher in the car, but it had the like rainy effect on the car. Yes, if you remember the It Follows movie, that poster is literally the same exact thing. Like, it is inspired from the movie. And I actually found this interview with Madeline Pistache, that was the girl who plays Cheryl Blossom in the show. And she said that the director really liked the It Follows movie and the It Follows poster, because it represents like the season of Riverdale in that time. So they wanted to like have a resemblance and everything with the show. So I thought that was pretty cool. Here's a fan theory that I thought about. It was really, really, really crazy, but kind of makes sense. So remember the Black Hood in season 2 being Betty's father. So the Black Hood is a collective, aka a street society. And this has been a thing since the town was created, to keep the town safe. As you know, in good old town Riverdale, there was always something going on in that town. Either murders, mystery, literally anything. So it kind of makes sense because there's no rest in Riverdale with all the gangs and street violence. So maybe one day Hal Cooper snapped and maybe he went insane and killed somebody. And then he became obsessive of it and became the Black Hood. So that is maybe how the Black Hood became a thing and maybe how Hal Cooper became who he was. And there's also a fan theory saying that Hal Cooper had a twin brother, which probably makes sense because in Riverdale, there are twins everywhere. There, like Cheryl and her brother were twins. And Betty and her sister are like twins, so it's kind of like a strange thing with it. Okay, this is a really popular and really common sense fan theory, which I find it very, very intriguing because the fan theory is none of the drama in the show is real. Jughead is just making a good story out of it. So, as you know, in the show Riverdale, Jughead Jones, which is Cole Sprouse, is our narrator, for the show. And he's always in Pops with his computer writing a story. And the story always has to be like that episode, you know, like how he opens up. It's like how he opened up the show, how he opened up season 2 and 3 and 4. So a lot of fans are thinking that this whole entire story of Riverdale and like the story of the Black Hood, the cults, the drugs and all that was just a good story to tell, just to get clout or whatever. So that is big, really big fan theory. Here's this really, really interesting fan theory that I fell upon. The Sisters of Quiet Mercy, if you remember them, they're in season 3 and like a little bit of season 4. And they're in the farm with Edgar and they're like crazy people that will like kidnap you, whatever, and like control you and everything. And they control the Black Hood. The Sisters punish the ones who have sinned, such as the Black Hood did, as you remember, in season 2 with the Black Hood, how the Black Hood could kill you is if you've done like one of the 7 deadly sins. If you have like quote unquote sinned, then he would punish you. The punishment is death, so he would like kill you. So let's just say that Hal's twin, quote-unquote, twin brother was a thing, and they, like, controlled him, and then, like, somehow this weird Riverdale thing happened, and, like, they both snapped, and Hal killed his twin brother, and then he became crazy. So that's what I'm thinking, but I think I'm just over-exaggerating this a lot. Okay, so here is a really, really good theory that I fell upon. Alice Cooper as a witch. So, as you can, like, tell, Alice is a very mysterious woman. And she was in, like, the farm cult and everything. But here's this other thing that I thought about. The Sabrina crossover. And if you know the show, Sabrina... Well, yes. Sabrina Teenage Witch... No, that's Nickelodeon. Is that a Nickelodeon show? Wait, I didn't get my facts right. But if you know the TV show Sabrina, that is in the same universe as Riverdale. So that could be a thing. So and they had a crossover episode in Sabrina, so that could be like a hint with Riverdale. So you never know, because they're in the same universe. So that is all the fan theories and conspiracy theories I have tonight. I apologize if this seemed really rushed, but I was wanting to get it out. Wanting to get it out, dogs. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And yeah, that's it. Episode 3 is wrapped. See you next Thursday or Friday whenever you decide to listen. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. And just thank you so much for all the support. If you have any more fan theories or any more conspiracy theories, hit me up and I will read your crazy conspiracies and theories. And I might give you guys a shout out next week. You never know. Thank you so much. Stay mysterious. Stay curious. I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much.